Earth, sky.
A young astrophysicist has discovered a way to map halos of what scientists call dark matter in spiral galaxies.
Dark matter is dark because it doesn't emit any electromagnetic radiation, but it is massive. So that means that it will interact gravitationally.
That's Sukanya Chakrabarty of Florida Atlantic University. She mapped the ripples in gigantic clouds of gas that surround spiral galaxies. Those ripples, said Chakrabarty, are made by dark matter.
The cold gas is a great tracer because it's very responsive. So it's basically like dropping pebbles into a pond and looking at the ripples in the pond and trying to figure out how massive was the pebble. You know, if you sort of understood the physics of that well enough, you might be able to do it, even if you didn't see the pebble fallen.
Chakrabarty first demonstrated her method of mapping dark matter with the Whirlpool Galaxy, about 23 million light years away.
The hunt for dark matter has a lot in common with the hunt for planets back in the 1800s. There's a lot of potential to understand dark matter from its gravitational effects on other things. I think that's a very promising thing. It's very similar in spirit to the way Neptune was discovered, right? So it's a kind of indirect means of hunting for this thing that we can't see.
EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.